Hello.
Hello, daughter. What time did you get in last night?
Those Brits kept me out till late.
Oh, I see.
Early it's this
terrible.
Morning.
Asking your daughter what time she got in at Jazz Fest on satellite radio, Sirius,
it's
Radio
okay.
Margarita.
I got it. You know, I was with the boys of Gomez. It was fun. I was seeing music. It was all in good fun.
How was Gomez?
They were amazing.
Okay.
They
I wish
were
I could have gone, but tell everybody what time I went to bed.
You went to bed early, like 11:30?
That's right.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's when I dropped you off at your hotel?
I wouldn't count on it tonight.
No, I think we're going to be out tonight. I think we're going to be out tonight. But I'm psyched. I can't wait for you to hit the stage.
We're
Jazz
here,
Fest.
And the clouds literally parted here today.
Amazing. I woke up this morning and I was like, oh, no. But I just kept the positivity
and then
it didn't rain.
I got to thank Sister Jane and Sister Blaze. I know I'm not a very good Catholic, but they still pray for me.
They prayed for someone and we got it, amazingly
so,
enough.
So they do great relief work and have always been doing it here in New Orleans. And I just wanted to say hi to them and thank you for the parting of the clouds.
I know, and all the other stuff. Keeping New Orleans alive.
Yes.
It's so important.
It's great being here. And I think that if for the people out in Sirius land, it's amazing what people did to get here, not only to put this festival on, but to be a part of the audience. I mean, it's an amazing story of people camping out and driving 5 and 6 hours. I mean, it's an effort to get here. And I don't think anybody that comes to New Orleans will go away unchanged or knowing that there's so much work left to be done here. And the amazing other thing is just seeing so many young people out here who have come. You know, the private sector leads the government. The government should follow their you know, to get their acting gear, to follow what amazing things I've seen and I think you've seen.
Yeah, I've been here all week, and I've seen the kids doing some amazing stuff, and there's still a lot of work to be done, but it's going to become, you know, our responsibility as the private citizens to help rebuild this awesome city, my favorite city.
Well, it is the culture of America, and I feel that way, you know, after having grown up here. But also one of the great parts of culture is in the middle of disaster, people here still know how to have a good time.
You can still
time.
Have fun.
So we
they
are
can
going.
Still have fun in New Orleans. So
I got to go.
Let's
They're waiting out there.
All right.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Well,
all right, Jimmy Buffett and Savannah Buffett.
Yes.
And we're going to keep it right here. There's no reason to even go back to music.
No song, no music, because he is literally a walking on the stage.
He will be on the
speak.
Microphone there. It's just as fast as his flip-flops will take him.
Yeah, so thanks for tuning in here on Sirius 31. I'm so excited. I can't wait for the show. We put together a good set list. I think it's going to be amazing.
The confluence of a lot of things we love here. The music of Jimmy Buffett and Jazz Fest.
Sun. It became a beautiful day out. Beautiful, beautiful, yeah. Beautiful day.
Now, did you get up early enough to see a tornado watch?
I did.
On the
I saw. I was up early enough having breakfast and reading it on the ticker.
Well, now what's that all about?
I don't know, but it didn't stop anyone from coming out here. That's for sure. It is packed here at Jazz Fest.
And good karma prevails because I mean I don't know what's going on. Here we go.
Oh, here we go. Jazz Fest.